Welcome to Lesson 27 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm Tony O'Rourke, and I'm teaching Jerry here how to play traditional Irish music on the guitar.
Hi, Tony, and today we've got the Cesc Jig, I believe.
That's correct. Now, this is a very common tune around the sessions. I did a little bit of research on this, and I think this tune might refer to Cesc in County Sligo, although there's also a Cesc in County Fermanagh. Now, regardless, both counties have produced their fair share of great musicians. And most of the tune is played in the open position, okay, so you don't have to move your left hand, until the last two bars. All right, now listen carefully. So in those last two bars, you use the first finger for the G notes on the third fret of the first string. The third finger for A notes, they're on the fifth fret of the first string. And the invaluable fourth finger for the B notes on the high B on the seventh fret of the first string. I also use the first finger on the D note that occurs after the open B in the third last bar. Now, that open B note allows you what we might call that opening to move from open position to third position. Now, I'll just play those last three bars, and I'll exaggerate that open B when then I move to the D note with my first finger. Now, the last three bars that I'm talking about, the last three bars of the second section, sound like this. You play the first three notes as normal. Now, the second three notes, you've got a D note, which you play with the third finger. Then you've got your open B. And that open B allows you enough time to get your first finger onto the D note. And then the last two bars, you'll have a G note in there, a few G notes. You play them with the first finger. You have two A notes. You play those A notes with the third finger. And you have one B note, which you play with the fourth finger. So the last two bars, you're in this, what we call the third position. That is, that the first finger is playing notes on the third fret. Now, I'll exaggerate that point where I move out of position. You'll hear the notes slightly louder. Okay, have you got that?
Yeah, okay, I think I can follow that now, Tony. This is all covered in the tablature in the booklet as well.
That's correct.
So we're going to hear the tune slowly, Tony, now.
Okay, I'll play it for you slowly. Thank you.
That's got a nice, simple feel to it, doesn't it?
Look, it's a not a particularly difficult tune, but it's a lovely tune, and of course it's played. You know, most people that go to sessions, I'm sure they would have this tune. So, you know, if you started this one off at a session, most of the people would join in with you. And the accompaniment for this tune only contains the three chords, G, C and D. So even Bob Dylan could play along with it.
And a reminder that the booklet with sheet music chords, scales, tablature and so on can be downloaded for $9 from www.irishguitarpod.com.
Okay, and I should mention I love Bob Dylan. I've got a lot of his albums. So,
And in fact, you had a very nice arrangement for finger picking with what Dylan tune was it that you taught me?
Oh, there's one that I played, Don't Think Twice.
Yeah, that was it, I think. Yeah.
And there's quite a few Bob Dylan songs I do. But, well, he's got his own style, and I really enjoy him. So, if you're listening, Mr. Dylan, I hope you don't mind me using your name in a joking fashion. We'll see you all next week.
He's a regular listener, don't you, I believe.
I hope so.
See you next week.